sunup.
And he worked until?
Sundown.
And you say this morning at 6 a.m. the sun
came up.
Or
rose.
And I saw the sun
come up.
Or
rise.
And the sun had before, but actually, then the other, another, on another day, this actually the sun had
risen.
Yeah. And then if today is Wednesday, Tuesday was
yesterday,
and Thursday will be
tomorrow.
And if a person isn't coming this coming Sunday, say he's coming the following Sunday, you might say he's coming over
the weekend. A week from.
Yeah,
Sunday.
A week from. Would you ever say Sunday week?
No.
A week from Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. And on my wrist, I have a
watch.
And in what time is your friend supposed to take you home?
It's 5:30.
All right. Now, what's another way of saying that?
What time?
No, another time way of saying 5:30.
Quarter past. I mean, half past five.
Sure. And then 15 minutes later would be
45 minutes.
Yeah. Or you'd say, how would you say that?
Quarter till.
All right. And then if 1971 was last year, 1972 is
this year.
Yeah. No, I think that's. Now I just want to ask you one. Would you just? It's only about five after five, so you take five or 10 minutes. I'd just like you to tell me, just kind of describe for me the kinds of things you. One thing I want to. What was your husband? The husband the man you were married to for 27 years. What was his last name? His name is.
Yeah, and I haven't changed it over here.
Okay. Well, could I have your the name of your I want to get that just in case I want to get in touch with you. Maybe when I get to analyzing this, I might find something I want to ask you about.
All right.
So I'm not to write you. But would you just tell me kind of what you used to do when you go over to Asheville in the summer?
Some of the things that just what I did every day,
sure.
All day. Well, at home we could sleep late, in Asheville never.
Mm-hmm.
You were always at breakfast at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then no snacks, no in between meals. You went out and played unless you wanted you to take out the trash, and because my grandmother had chickens in the back,
mm-hmm.
and that meant I didn't go in the back because I was afraid of chickens.
Uh-huh.
And then we would play with the neighbors' children. But there you had to always ask, you would come in as, I would ask my grandmother, could I go play with Louise? And then she would call Louise's mother and ask her if we could come over to play in the yard. And if she said, don't go in near the house, just in the yard, well, that's what you did.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, like they just say, I'll be over, but.
Uh-huh.
Always then, and we used to go with her to the garden, and my grandfather used to cut grass after he got off from work, and we used to wait on him.
What kind of work did he do?
He worked at the railroad station.
Is that the Southern?
Yeah.
Is that how you'd get over to over there?
Mm-hmm. Well, my grandfather and my uncle both worked there, and like they would put us on the train here. My uncle would meet us in Hot Springs, and then when we got to the station, my grandfather would be off and take us home.
So where's Hot Springs? Is that?
It's in North Carolina, right over, right after you leave out of Tennessee.
I see. And where did that railroad go out of Knoxville, you know?
It would go north.
Oh, I see. So practically, did it go up to Mountain City? Up
no.
That far?
Mm-mm.
To go up to Bristol?
Mm-hmm. But it would, let me see, it would go from Newport, Marshall, Hot Springs, I don't remember if there was other.
Was that do you remember what that train was called? Was it the Southerner?
It was the Southern train, yeah.
You know,
you mean the name of the train? No.
You know, I'll just bet you that the man that I interviewed this morning, Mr.
Brown.
Harper. Mr. Harper is a porter for 50 years on the Southern, and he went from here to Bristol and over, and then all the way to Washington. That train you were on probably went to Washington. And I'll bet you rode on the train with him.
I guess I didn't even know that.
No, but I wondered what... I wanted to ask you what that... Now, the chicken, you had nothing to do with the chickens, did you?
No, and not today either.
No. Is that right?
Yes. No chickens, birds.
Is that right?
I don't like them.
Do you remember how your grandmother called the chickens?
They were all so petted. They just go to the door, and I mean, anybody has chickens. If you go out here, they run at you, you know. And I have never cared.
I see. Okay, so you never got around there and collected the eggs?
No,
never did. Okay. Well, listen, that's grandma's stuff.